The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we're doing a very short shir today, Mishlei 23:12. And I don't know whether this is connected to the next two pesukim. Okay, so let's just start and see where it goes. Havia lamusar libecha v'oznecha limridas. In fact, it happens to be on the topic that we were discussing, I think, which is how to relate to Mishlei. Okay, so how do you translate that? Yeah, bring
musar to your heart.
La musar libecha. Bring. Was that what you said?
I said musar to your heart, but I guess it's your heart.
Tonight. Yeah, bring to. Yeah, how do you translate musar? There's two translations. Discipline or rebuke. Okay. Those are the two. So it is, just to clarify what I mean here, musar, it means discipline, like as a ongoing phenomenon, whatever that is.
Like being disciplined.
Yeah, being disciplined, like the Mishlei is Lada'as Chachma Musar. The purpose of Mishlei is to know wisdom and discipline. So Chachma is like a subject, discipline is a subject or a perfection or a quality. But then Musar is also a synonym for Tochacha, which means like an act of Tochacha. So this is either saying bring your to discipline, bring your heart to discipline.
But being disciplined, you mean like maintaining your discipline over time?
Not sure. Yeah, I mean, not, it's going to be an overtime thing, but yeah, I don't know what it is.
As opposed to being disciplined, meaning getting rebuked.
Correct. Yeah. Well, so that's the ambiguity here, right? Yeah. In other words, is it saying bring your heart or mind to like a particular person who is rebuking you, or does it mean bring it to the discipline of discipline? You know, like the study of discipline, the study of musar, or whatever that is. Okay. V'oznecha
l'imrei das. And your ears.
And your ear, singular, ear to imrei das. Yeah, words of das. Yeah, sayings of knowledge. Okay. Sadion says, hate libcha l'musar. He just translates the first part as incline your heart to musar. Okay, so we'll just put this here, incline. Then we could delete this. Tardum says, A'ul libach lamardusa. Now, I don't know if Mardus is, like Makas Mardus, is okay. I forgot if I said this earlier in the year. I always used to translate Makas Mardus, I think probably because of art scroll, as stripes for rebellion.
Yeah.
Right, like whiplashes. So it's actually a machlokus rishonim, whether Mardus in that phrase means rebellion or whether it means discipline. So to me, like if it means stripes for rebellion, then it's because you're going against the Rabbanan, right? That's why you call it Makas Mardus. But if it's for discipline, I think it's like, to me, it like fits in much better with a penalty because it's not like, it's not like you're,
it's not like, you know,
it's always like a rebellious, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Rebellion is a specific motive for
rebellion. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. The motive is what bothered me. Yeah. So this is a good example of this. Bring your heart to Mardusa, to discipline. So I think that's just, that is a mashal for Musar, or not mashal, translation for Musar, v'udnach l'mimre diadiasa. Okay, I think that's just a straight translation. All right, Targum says, present your heart for discipline and your ears for words of knowledge. Okay, present. Okay, fine. Livingnach says, apply your heart to moral instruction. So that's like an example of what I meant by Musar is either tochacha or a subject, moral instruction. Your ears towards knowledge. Alter says, bring your heart to reproof. So he's taking it as tochacha and your ears to sayings of truth. And then he says, and it's funny, we asked about this last week. He says, this very general admonition signals the beginning of another collection of sayings, not from MNMMP. Okay. So we did get to the end last week. As Fox points out, sundry other Egyptian sources are tapped. Okay, fine. Whatever. All right. So whether this is Egyptian or not, accept the truth from whoever says it. Yeah. Okay. Now, the reason I just want to show you why this might be related to the next psukim, and we'll go there if we need to. So the next psukim say, actually, you know, let's just translate it now, because in case it becomes relevant. Al timna mina'ar musar kisakenu bashevet lo yamus. Hold on just one second. Analysis notes. Okay, yeah. Al timna mina'ar musar. Do you want to withhold, yeah, discipline or rebuke from a youth? Ki takenu b'shevet lo tamus.
That's a withhold.
So that means, yeah. Because when he'll be hit with a scepter,
yeah,
he won't die.
Yeah, because, or I'll say for, yeah, for when he is hit by for when you hit him with a staff, He will not die.
Is that the staff?
Yeah, it also means scepter. But staff, I think scepter would just kill him. What was it?
Sure, he's like the more word for scepter.
Yeah, you're correct. Yeah. I bet that's related.
Also, sure, though. I mean, like, tomorrow with positive by Yehuda.
Yeah, Shimmy Huda. Yeah. That, I think that's why I associate it with Scepter. Yeah, right. Also, Shavit is it's staff, but it's the staff that a shepherd uses. Yeah, Shivtecha Mishanta Vahima Yina Hamuni. What?
Shepherd's crook.
I didn't know that it had a name.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay. Ata b'shevet takenu v'nafsho mishol tatzio. Ata b'shevet takenu.
You with your staff hit.
Yeah, you will. I'm going to just reverse it. You will hit. Hit with him with your staff. The nafsho mishol tatziel.
From
the grave. Yeah. And you will save his soul from the grave.
I really love this classic.
I knew you would. When I was typing this, I was like, Ari, I was going to love this one. Yeah.
Because we did have other psukim. I do remember we had a pasuk with our idea at the very least.
Yeah.
Is in contradiction with this.
Oh, okay, good.
Earlier, I think maybe sometime last year we had a plastic like that.
That does sound familiar, yeah. Sorry. All right, so you can see how these could be related, right? Because this is clearly about Musar, right? But this seems to be directed at someone who is administering Musar, whereas Pasuk 12 seems to be telling you to come to Musar, which is why I'm treating it as a separate Pasuk. So that's my reasoning for tackling this on its own. Yeah.
Also, it has a separate imperative.
It does, correct. Yeah. The imperative in the second one is discipline your son. The imperative in this one is come to Musar.
I would think that you could either take it independently or together, because the first step of giving Musar to someone is to understand the value of Musar.
That is also true. Yeah, so definitely thematically they're related. The only question is it one idea or not? And so I agree with thematically. Sure. The other question is there even an idea here? And I'm going to assume yes, but like, because if Alter is right, then this is just an introduction to everything that comes, in which case it's not necessarily a new idea here. But I did see some of Farshim. I didn't look at them yet, but I just on the page saw that there are some who comment on this one. Okay, so what are the questions?
I have a question that could help.
Yeah.
Come up with a distinct idea.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to bring your heart or ear to Musar or Das, respectively, as opposed to bringing them to you?
Okay, what does it mean to bring your heart or ear to Musar or Imre Das, as opposed to bringing those things to you? Yeah, Yoshua?
I don't know if it's a mashal or not, but heart and ear, and why those specifically?
Yeah. Those. What are the implications of lave and ozen? And by the way, I typed this, but I didn't say it, that we always have to keep in mind when we say lave that it's either heart. It means heart, but heart is either your emotions or your intellect.
Specifically, why the ozen to the das?
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. And why is each associated with its respective clause? Alternative to Sam clause. Yeah.
What are words of knowledge?
What are words of knowledge in this context? And I say in this context also because, like, if I just said Imre Das, you would think that that's like all not like Torah, science, whatever. You know, this sounds like it's going to be Mishleic knowledge, but maybe this is all knowledge. Is it? I guess let's put this here: is it all knowledge or a specific type? Yeah, Ali.
What is the difference between the two halves? Like, isn't discipline and review kind of just a means of getting to knowledge?
Yeah. So let's just say here, let's make that a separate question. What is the relationship between the two halves? Are they like synonymous, complementary with an I, right? No.
That's right.
It is?
Yeah.
It's not complementary. You know the difference though, right?
Oh,
I think it's with an E.
You're, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Complement is when you say that is a nice haircut. Complement is like complementary angles when they go together. Yeah. Complementary, or something else.
My mental spell check said that that's
mental. Correct. No, I'm just kidding. yeah.
What's the hava?
Okay. What is the hava Yeah, that's a good question. What is the Havamina of the Pasuk? Now, the Havamina could be what Isaac was saying in the first question, which is that you should let them come to you, you know, and yeah. Come on, no, you should bring your ear to them. But it still is a good question to ask. Yeah.
What is Musar in this context?
Yeah. What is Musar in this context? Let's put this here. What is Musar in this context? Yeah. Yeah.
Who is this targeting?
Who is the audience? I'll put this here also. Is this, or how is this connected to the next two psukim? Is it just thematically the same, or is the actual idea related? Yeah.
Also, on Ezra's question, who is the audience?
And yeah.
Also, our question with the Havamina.
Mm-hmm.
I assume the person that's reading Mishlei is here to be.
You made it to chapter 23. Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is what I've been doing this whole time through and through. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to
okay, that's good.
Whatever Havamina, I'm going to know that that's not. That's
okay, yeah. Okay, good, right.
Skip the, like, 20 chapters
again. I know. Especially, let's say, what's Havamina? Does this factor in, does this take into account the fact that we're in chapter Perek Chav Gimel already? Yeah. Yeah, Yoshua?
Also, we're going to translating. I don't know if it's a legitimate question. Is there a reason that it's Aznafa and not
of Mayim? Well, I think it's Oznecha because it's talking to you. Mean
in 1 year versus
not Oznecha versus, you're not asking about the possessive.
Yeah, why 1 year versus,
okay, yeah, all right, so why 1 year? I mean, you do go like this.
Plural for you. I mean, is it also Oznecha?
It would be with the yud after the why I won't tell what I was saying. Otherwise, you might hit you with a thing and you'll die. Yeah. Why is ear singular? Okay. I think that's probably it, right? I feel like we've exhausted. Oh no, there's one more, which is practically, how do you do this, right?
Yeah.
Practically. Speaking, what is this telling you to do? Yeah.
Question one.
Oh yeah, no, you're right. I'll add it to question one.
I mean, that's,
and then say, and what? Yeah.
Right. If you incorporate the following discipline,
yeah,
into it as well, I feel like it's somewhat help
enter. Yeah. So okay. So that's the other. We can't escape the fact that the next two psukim are talking to the disciplinarian, and this is talking to the disciplinary, the person who's getting disciplined, right?
Yeah, whoever that person is. I'm saying, it could be what Ariel said. It could be the disciplinarian.
It could be also, right. But in other words, there are going to be two parties here, I think, that, it could be related now, yeah.
Why does the pasuk stop short at Havi'ah Lamushali Becha? I mean, because you made it to being around discipline.
Yeah.
Doesn't you've actually
got okay, correct. More. So I think this is a good candidate for the what we call the ABCD psukim. That's what I call it. So there's a style in Mishlei. I don't think we've said this year yet, so I'll say it now. The exemplary pasuk is Mishlei Yud Aleph, which says, ben chacham yesamach av uven kasil tugas imo. A wise son gladdens his father, but a foolish son is the sorrow of his mother. So the Mefarshim point out that there's always two ways to take psukim like that. One is the ben chacham makes his father rejoice specifically, and not his mother, or like his mother less. And then the foolish son causes depression to his mother and not his father. So like A is specific. So when you have a positive A. Is specific to B and C is specific to D. Okay. The other way to say it is no, a ben chacham brings joy to his father and mother, and a foolish son is a sorrow of his father and mother. And the only reason why it says it this way is because it's a proverb, you know. Or another example that the Meiri gives is Or Zarua La Tzadik, Uli Yishre Lev Simcha. So light is sown for the righteous, and simcha for the upright of heart. So either that means light is davka sown for the righteous and not the Yisraelev, and then simcha is only for the Yisraelev and not the righteous, or it means or v'simcha zarua letzadik uli Yisraelev, that both go to both. So here, I think we kind of have to say, I think, bringing your heart to Musar and not listening to Musar would like presumably not be enough, right? Like you have to like, you don't just bring your heart there and then like cover your ears, right? You know, assuming that Musar is something verbal, right? So I'm going to go with the assumption that it's together. You know, you need to do both.
Would you take that as then maybe like the move, like a practical move you have to make is the bring yourself there?
Yeah, that there's two stages.
That's like a conscious move you have to make.
Right.
You bring yourself there.
I would even say that there's even two stages that bring yourself there. You know, you need to bring yourself there. And then there's a separate stage of like, of inclining your ear to Imre Das, maybe. I mean, but you could say it like that also. Maybe it's just one. Yeah.
So is that assuming that Musar and Das are synonymous?
That what I just said would be assuming that, but I'm not committed to that. As a it has to be. Yeah.
If we're ready for ideas, I have a small idea.
Yeah, we got a minute and 15 seconds. Yeah.
I think a person. I think that would be a mistake a person will make is
yeah.
The person is that their mind is not, or their really their emotions are going to naturally shy away from discipline.
Yeah,
and so you need to be actively like bringing your heart slash mind to discipline.
Okay,
rather than letting it come to you when it happens.
Right. Okay. Good. So I think that this is also going to be so this is definitely like addressing the Havamina question, which is, the Havamina, whatever the Havamina is in specific, it is not factoring in that there's a tremendous resistance to Musar and this kind of Imre Das, and you need to actively overpower or compensate for that resistance in order to get the benefit, which would not be the case for like, there are other types of things that you can learn that you could pick up and there's no resistance. Like, let's say you know, developing a good taste for good quality food. Right. Like, unless you have some sort of problem where like you hate good food, you know, then like, you know, it's a very easy thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah. I just realized, who are we giving Musar to? I don't think we asked that. Is it specific to your children? Well, is it anyone?
So, well, we said, who's the audience? Meaning the person is being told that you should bring your heart and your ear to Musar. So the audience is the one who's getting the discipline, and we just need to know who the audience is.
Oh, the audience is the one getting the discipline.
Yeah, in the next psukim, it's the one giving the discipline, but this one, it's the one getting the discipline.
Oh, I mean, you can't read it as like giving Musar.
It's weird to say that
Can you read it? Like just so
Bring your heart to Musar and your ear to sayings of knowledge. That sounds like the person who's getting Musar, not giving Musar. Otherwise, why would it be ear? Unless you're getting it to give, which would connect to the second puzzle, but you're still getting it. Like you get stuff through your ear, you don't give stuff through your ear, unless it's like an earwax extraction.
Yeah, of the importance of giving Musar.
It's not mantra. Yeah,
and when you're up and out.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's stop here and we meet again tomorrow.
Yeah. Have you considered having something like a?
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.